News Talk 1620 WTAW. A few minutes this evening about Bryan Broadcasting. Allison Meserol, Mary Downs with me as we discuss the latest award thanks to our Bryan Broadcasting listeners. Allie, congratulations. Our listeners have won Bryan Broadcasting another award.
That's right. Yeah, we have been Bryan Broadcasting. All the stations, all five, have been recognized by the Texas Association of Broadcasters this year, actually for the fifth year in a row, for the Bonner McLean Public Service Award. So, our listeners, when we put out the call to action, our listeners always jump right on board with us to buy a bike for a kid or help, you know, the victims of tornadoes in faraway places. And because of that, and because of our great listeners, we've been recognized for that public service that we've been doing here.
Mary, your first year of working with this award, what have you learned that you may have known by listening to the stations, but once you start putting it all on paper, how impressed are you about that?
What's so important, I think, about the radio stations is the community and how we do interact with the community and how we are a voice locally to be able to help problems that are local. We're not the giant corporation. We're here on the ground and we're able to move quickly and just affect change in the community. And then, you know, within 36 hours of the Joplin tornado, you were able to put together this giant supply drive and then drive three trucks to Joplin, Missouri to help people out. And that's not something that a lot of places can do just, you know, off the cuff, where they can just think, you know, maybe this would be a good idea, and then put it into action right then. And it's really great to not only receive an award for that, but to be able to share it with the community, because without them, half of our efforts would be...
Is there a word to describe it?
There isn't. There isn't a word to describe what it would be like without the listeners and the community, because that is the support. That's what the radio station has.
And it never stops amazing me now that I'm in my third year here, and I'd like to have you both respond, Mary, first to just how you really don't have to make a big deal out of it. You just, whatever station we're on, and saying, here's the need, and boom, there's the response.
I think that does go out to just the spirit of the community and how it doesn't have to be a giant deal. If people can help, they want to help, and we just give them that voice and that outlet so that they can channel their energies towards something positive. It's not necessarily that one person has to do any large part of it. It's that when we come together, all of those small things that we each do individually become that much more multiplied, and that by coming together through the radio, we can do such great things.
And Allie, to have somebody also assist in this compilation and gathering of all the information too, I'm sure you get a big reward for seeing that happen.
It's always nice to have a helper. That's for sure. Mary did a great job of compiling all the information and being able to put it all in one place, because I feel like we really try to do a lot of good things throughout the year. We want to be good stewards of the airwaves, and we want to take the time to address the needs that are in the community. And a lot of times we go really quickly from one thing to the next, and you know, you forget to write down, well, what did you do in case it matters if it comes up again, or you know, you want to put it in a binder and send it off to the Texas Association of Broadcasters and see what they think of it. So it's nice to be able to have somebody in place to slow down and just kind of take notes of the things that we did that worked, and how we can continue to do things better in the future.
And I don't know how much of a parallel this is, but I talked to Mary about, you know, as a listener and now being in the middle of it, you've had the enjoyment of seeing this happen, first of all, being on the air full time, but now in your current responsibilities, dealing with business people and others on the street, you get that kind of feedback from that direction also.
Absolutely. I think that a big part of what we do is, you know, we're a radio station, and we have a mission to the community to, you know, entertain them, to help local businesses, all of these things. But, the other part of our job is to address needs that we see in the community. And so I think that people recognize that, and it's nice to be recognized by the state of Texas as well.
Have I missed anything?
I think that it is worth pointing out that this is our fifth year in a row to win it. However, there will not be a sixth year in a row, just because they have changed the rule that if you win this year, you don't get to apply for the following year. So
we'll have to start a new string in 2 years.
Right, exactly. I think that that's, you know, no one had really won five in a row yet before we came along and our listeners pitched in. And so they decided, well, we probably need to give some other people some Bonner McLeans. So.
But that doesn't mean we're taking a year off, and that doesn't mean listeners are taking a year off.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, you don't do any of this stuff to, you know, to get an award. It's nice to be recognized, and we share that, like Mary said, we share this award with the community because they're the ones that are stopping by and dropping off the donations and calling in the pledges and everything like that. So we're still going to do all the cool stuff that we like to do throughout the year, just because, you know, part of it is it's fun for us. So we're going to keep doing all the things that we do. And we know that because this community is so generous and is always so ready to lend a helping hand and looking for ways to help, that it is also our duty to give them ways that they can continue to help and keep this community thriving.
Thanks again to Allison Mesrall and Mary Downs for the update on the latest Bonner McLean Award. And again, thanks to you, our Bryan Broadcasting listeners, for making it happen. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.